Okay, let's get cracking. Today we're going to be continuing in the fourth parak of Maseches Shviyas. Today we're going to be learning Parak Dalad Mishnah Hey and Parak Dalad Mishnah Vav. In the two Mishnayos, today we're going to be continuing our discussion of trees. What are you allowed to do on trees? What are you not allowed to do on trees during the Shemitah year? The general principle that we're going to see is that during the Shemitah year, you're allowed to do anything on the tree that is simply protecting the tree from damage. You're allowed to make sure the tree doesn't get damaged. However, you're not allowed to do anything that will improve the tree with avodas hakarka in a way that looks like you're working the land during the Shemitah year. So again, if it's going to improve the tree, you can't do it. But if you're going to maintain the tree and just make sure that it's that it maintains where it's at right now, that you're allowed to do. Says the Mishnah, Hamavkia bezayis lo yechapeyu ba'afar. If you're splitting the branches of an olive branch, you're not allowed to cover the cuts of the split with dust, with dirt, because doing so is going to improve the olive tree, which you're not allowed to do. Avon mechasehu ba'avonim o bekas, but you're allowed to cover it with stones or with straw, because that's simply going to protect it, that's simply going to maintain its status right now, but not going to improve it in any way. Continues the Mishnah, hakotze its koros shikma, lo yichapeyu ba'afar. If a person's cutting koros are like the stumps, but the stumps that are referred to as koros are stumps that were previously cut. If they're previously cut, then we assume that by cutting it now, it's not going to grow in such a major way. So hakotze its koros shikma, that if a person cuts the stump of a sycamore tree, again, the stump that was already cut, it's a koros, lo yichapeyu ba'afar, says the Mishnah, you can't cover that with dust, with dirt like we just said, because again, that's going to improve the tree. But again, you're allowed to cover it with stones or with straw, because that's going to protect the tree and not improve the tree, and you're allowed to protect a tree during Shemitah. Ein kotz in besulas shikma b'shvias. But when it comes to besulas shikma, when it comes to a sycamore tree that was never cut before, ein kotzin, you're not allowed to cut it at all during the Shemitah year. Mipnei, because shehi avoda, because that's considered to be avoda, that's working it, that's servicing it. And the first time, as the Bartanura points out, that a person cuts the tree, it's going to grow back in a very strong and thick way, and there that you're not allowed to do during the Shemitah year. However, Rabbi Huda disagrees and says, Rabbi Huda says, Kedark Aser, in the regular way of cutting, that's true that you're not allowed to cut it. If it's a besulas shikma, if it's a stump, if it's a tree that was never cut before. Ela omag bi asar tvachim, but if you cut 10 tfachim or higher above from the ground, or you completely cut the entire tree off of the ground, then you are allowed to do that. The Tanakhama would simply say that you're never allowed to cut the besulas shikma. You're never allowed to cut a tree that was a sycamore tree because that was never cut before, because then it's going to grow much stronger, and that's considered to be avodas hakarka. That's work. That's improving the tree that you can't do during Shemitah. However, Rabbi Yehuda says that you're allowed to do it. You're not allowed to do it in that regular way, but you can do it if you just raise it up a little bit off the ground, 10 tvachim, or completely obliterate it, completely cut it off from the ground, then that's not avodas hakarka, that's not working it, that's not improving it. And therefore, Rabbi Yehuda would say that you're allowed to cut it as long as it's at least 10 tvachim above the ground. Okay, now we're going to be continuing with Perak Dalet, Mishnah Vav. Says the Mishnah, Hamezanev bagifonim v'hakotzitz konim. If a person's trimming olive branches, or he's cutting reeds. Now, normally you can't do this during Shemitah, because when you're cutting these things, what are you doing? It's basically like pruning, which is improving it and allowing it to grow back more. But in this case, the Mishnah is dealing with a situation where a person simply wants firewood, he wants the branches, he wants the wood, which you're certainly allowed to get during Shemitah. But how do you cut them in a way that won't appear to be like you're doing avodas hakarka, like you're working the field during Shemitah? Rabbi Yossi Aglili says, Yarchik tefach. You gotta leave at least a tefach of distance in between the trees that you're cutting, the branches that you're cutting, and the stump of the tree, because this way it won't seem like what you're doing is to improve the tree, like it's a avodas hakarkin, it'll be clear that what you're doing is simply for the wood that you are cutting. Rabbi Akiva Omer, Rabbi Akiva says, kotzitz kedarko, no, you can cut in a regular way, you don't have to leave a tefach. Bakordum or bemagel uvamgera, you could do it in a regular, you could have an axe or a sickle or a saw and so on. Uvachomashirs, and really in any way that you want, says Rabbi Akiva, you're allowed to do it because again, you're not doing it for the purpose of the tree, you're doing it for your own purposes, for your own need in terms of getting the firewood. Now what's interesting is that when he says uvachomashirs, you can cut it in any way that you want, the truth is, as the Bartanura points out, it really means that you still should cut it in an imprecise way. You don't want to make it look like you're pruning the tree to make it stronger. You should simply say you want this and just, you know, cut it with your regular kalim, with your regular utensils, but not in a way that is precise, that is clear, that you're looking to improve the tree that you are cutting the branches from. Finishing off the Mishnah, Ilan Shenifshach, if you have a tree that cracked, says the Mishnah, kosher no so b'shvias, you're allowed to tie the pieces of the tree together to keep them together. Lo shiyale, not say you're looking to heal the crack and fill in the gap of the crack. El shlo yosef, so you're simply trying to tie it together to prevent the crack from becoming bigger, from becoming more significant. And that's what you're allowed to do. Again, the principle is that if what you're doing is to maintain the tree, you're trying to maintain the crack and not allow it to get worse, that you're allowed to do. But to improve it, to fix the crack, that you're not allowed to do during Shemitah. Quick review, Perek Dalet Mishnah Hey, discuss the case of someone who's trying to, who's splitting various branches, and we said that you're not allowed to cover it with dirt because that's improving, but you're allowed to cover it with stones and straw because that's maintaining it. Same thing is true when it comes to a sycamore tree that was previously cut. Same thing. Again, you can't improve, but you can maintain with stones or with straw. And then we said, however, when it comes to a bezula shikmei, a sycamore tree that was previously cut, that was not previously cut, so we said that because by cutting it, that'll make it a lot stronger, that will improve it, you should not, at least according to the Tanakhama, cut it at all. And Rabbi Huda says that you can cut it as long as you cut it in a way that is at least 10 tefachim off of the ground, or completely obliterated, totally cut it off completely, so as to make it clear that what you're doing is not intended to improve it, but rather simply to maintain it, to maintain the status quo of what it looks like and how it is. And then Perek Daled Mishnah Vav discussed the case of someone who's trimming for firewood, and we said, according to Rabbi Yossi Aglili, he can only cut it if it's a tefach away from the trunk to make it clear that what he's doing is not to improve the tree, but it's simply to get the wood and the branches from the tree. Rabbi Akiva disagrees and says, no, you can cut it completely however you want, because again, his intention isn't to improve the tree, it's not to prune the tree, it's simply to get the branches from the tree. And the last case of the Mishnah was regarding an Ilan Shenifshach, a tree that cracked, and it said again that as long as you're tying it to, in order to maintain the crack, in order to keep it where it is, you're allowed to do that, but you can't do it in any way to heal the tree from the crack that it has. Have a great day.